As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Frothies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Couple of hours away from the Sunday rub and the Bombers and the D's fat, but this is the very best of the Rush Hour.
Spot on, Jimmy boy, and we talked to Hawthorn Premiership fatty Xavier Ellis about what's going on in WA footy.
Plus a totes, Orcs, and something very special for a Sunday that you didn't hear during the week.
And, Jim, I'll finish it off with a magnificent joke. See, we've got a sponsor now.
I do see that.
We have a sponsor, Jim, called Crew Track. Very good indeed.
Yep. But, Crew Tracker. Even Crew Tracker, if you want to get their name right.
Yeah. Crew Tracker, of course. Yep. But next, Jim, let's go to the family.
Time to get the family involved in the most magnificent show on radio. And normally on a Monday, I take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the running sheet today says phone topic, next to it, fat.
That's it, Jim.
How?
Well, because I'm very good at it on a Monday and you're a bit slower.
I don't think you are.
After you had seven bowls of red.
You're very nice. Slow. Maybe not seven, but nice too. Awesome.
And I love me German soccer, Jim.
Oh.
Ever since I went to Germany for the World Cup, I just follow it religiously week, Jim.
That's it.
And one of my favourite teams is Borussia Dortmund.
What are they called?
People call it differently in different states.
Yeah.
South Australia and Victoria and that.
But sort of somewhere sort of accurate would be nice.
Why are we talking about Borussia Dortmund?
Borussia Dortmund. Their manager, Jim, Lucien Favre.
Yes.
He's their manager, coach,
right,
okay.
Yes, right.
So about 7 weeks ago, they scored a goal and he was jumping up and down on the sidelines, did his hammy, so limped off.
Yes.
A bit of Chris Fagan a la la.
Mm.
But then only on the weekend, another goal by one of his midfielders there, back of the onion net where the spiders live. Oh. And you wouldn't believe it, jumping up and down again, he's done his calf.
No.
In 2 months, he's done a hammy and a calf. And I thought to myself, Jim, I'm writing this down.
Come on.
When... 133353.
Yes.
When did you hurt yourself? Unusual.
Oh, Bill, that's what you're going with on a Monday when we're putting our best foot forward.
Well, we're not.
When have you hurt yourself unusual?
We fire up about Tuesday, Wednesday. We do Thursday and then we ask out. Oh, Jim, they've come to Papa. Look at them. Wowee. No more phone lines available at Triple M. Blowing off the hook. We've got Andrew there in Gardenvale. The question we ask, of course, is when did you hurt yourself unusual?
Right, yes.
Because my favourite soccer coach over there in Germany did his hammy and then his calf when they got a goal.
Yes, okay. Andrew Gardenvale. Drewy.
Hello.
What happened, mate? What did you hurt?
I'll tell you what I hurt. When I was a young kid, had my push bike, getting chased by another guy.
Ooh.
Jumped, was standing up and pedalling, and when I pedalled, the chain slipped and... got my crackers on the gooseneck.
On the gooseneck, Bill.
The crackers on the gooseneck.
His plums. Shannon in Werribee. Hello, Shannon.
Shanno.
G'day, mate. There you go.
Going beautifully, mate. How have you hurt yourself? Unusual.
I was at work as an apprentice.
Yep.
Didn't realise I had a bit of glass sticking out of my bin, and when I went to stand up, copped a piece of glass in the backside.
Oh, no.
Where, what? Like
right cheek.
Right cheek,
Bill. Well, you thinking you went into the hole?
No, I thought I might have put a crack in his bum, Jim.
No, definitely gave me a new one, just not up the middle.
Sherelle's down there in Geelong.
Ah, Sherelle-zy.
Hello, Billy. How are you?
Good, doll. When did you hurt yourself unusual there, Shelzy?
I was at my girlfriend's husband's 40th birthday, and we were fighting over the tambourine, and I dislocated my knee.
Oh. What, just had a blue on the ground or something, did you?
No, when I say fighting, we were just mucking around. She wanted it and I wanted it. And so, you know, we were mucking around.
What about the team?
What about that, Sherelle? Seriously. You shouldn't have to put up with that.
But I'm trying to work out how she dislocated her knee, Jim.
She just did. She explained.
If you work it out, I'd like to know as well.
Oh.
Matt Phillip Island. Hello, Matty.
How are we going, boys?
Good, mate. How did you injure yourself unusual?
Okay, so I broke my femur leaning out my laundry door to grab the security door.
That's the big bone.
Yeah, that's the big bone, biggest one in the body, Billy.
How'd you, what broke it?
Not mine, mate, but...
yeah, that you wish, mate.
But Jim, that would hurt.
You could do it, Bill.
He's leaning out to get the door.
Right, yes. And his bone broken.
No,
his
leg. My bones aren't in the best of condition, so that's what did it. But yeah, that's how they're having hip replacements too, boys. So.
Oh, no.
Geez, you're going well.
That would hurt. Jake.
Yeah. Maddie's going.
Jake's on the line. Hello, Jakey boy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Jakey.
What happened?
Split me an open in a pet store.
You what?
Yeah, I was looking. The lady had the puppy out. You know, the old pet stores used to be able to have a look.
Bill. What?
She come had, on, Bill.
No, what kind of puppy?
Oh, I'm not too sure, mate. Didn't get to see it. Split me head open. So
split his head open, Bill.
So yeah, the lady had the window open. I could only see the tiniest little bit of it.
Right.
And Dopey's hit his head. And split.
No, we need to find out what's going on in the West, Bill.
Yes.
Warning signs.
Going off.
Firstly, their Premier, old McGowany.
Come on.
Decides he's going to shut the border, so he enforces his team to move interstate. They all had to go to Queensland. They both lost on the weekend.
They did, Jim.
Now, Freo, a good account of themselves against a good side at the Gabba, but lost.
Yep.
And then the West Coast Eagles, short price favourites for the flag, lose to the worst team the comp's ever seen.
Got smashed.
So, Bill, we need to get to the bottom of what's going on. So we're going to our man in the West.
Who?
He's, of course, breakfast star over there, Xavier Ellis, and a premiership star of the Hawks,
Jakovich or someone.
No, this is our man. Oh. And he joins us now. X, have we got you?
You've got me, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's going on, please? We need to get to the bottom of West Australian football.
Well, I think originally Simo thought it might have been a good little practice match to warm into hub life. The golf courses were going to open, but you lose to the Gold Coast and then all of a sudden the season looks a bit scratchy. So I think there might be a phone call going to McGowan's office at some stage this week to potentially just ease that 14 days.
Mate, you're not only 3.5-4 hours in a plane, X, you're 25 years away from the rest of Australia.
That's right.
Why would you shut the borders?
No, mate, I can't agree anymore. I think originally you guys were infected with everything, but it seems to have slowed everywhere. I mean, I heard you guys say the other day, JB, I think if you gave someone 50 grand, you wouldn't know where to find coronavirus. So no. I think it's a bit like that over here at the moment, and I think we're ready to go over here. Come on, Martin McGowan, let's get those gates open.
Hey, the locals won't be happy. But as you know, X, having been there now for a while, the West Coast Eagles and the Freo fans are feral. And to see their teams having to go to the other side of the country and lose will not be pleasing any of them.
No, I don't know too much about politics, JB, but there was something about his approval rating at about 90%. See what happens if West Coast drop a couple more and see what the approval rating is. It might just head below 50% because you're right, they are passionate. Some say feral. They're very passionate over here and we're ready to get them back.
They are feral. Let them win a couple of grand finals, by the way, 92, 94. Oh, yeah. Hey, now, I'm just reading your facts here. Xavier Ellis, of course, Jim, premiership player at the Hawks, from Gippsland. So what, Maui? Are you a Maui boy?
No, mate, down in just out of Lake's entrance, Lake Tides Beach. It's a small little pub in a general store town.
Miles down
went
there.
Went to
Jim.
Melbourne Grammar, of course, the same year as Big Hawk.
He did indeed.
Yeah,
and then I've got 189 centimetres, Jim.
Oh,
tall,
come on, X.
And 82 kilos.
Someone's changed that, Bill. Someone's changed that recently because it used to just say fat.
How are you going with your battle? Because we're all struggling a bit with ISO.
We are all
struggling, Jim, with ISO.
Bill, you won't believe where I am at the moment. I'm sitting at the base of a tree. I was on my push bike when you guys rang me. I bought this push bike, a bit like you.
Yeah.
I've got the mud flap hanging over the pecker, so I've tried to lose that. And I mean, I've had four rides. I've fallen off twice and popped two tyres. So it's not going great for me.
Now,
it's hard.
I've enjoyed
life. I'm a great fan of your Instagram site. I love the way you roll. But I saw one recently where your beautiful better half is about to provide you with another little one. And that's great news. And she's stunning, of course. But your fat guts in the background and a pair of the horrible Bonds wife fronts. Oh, well, what are you doing with yourself?
Oh, mate, it's a modern family. I might be the one that's pregnant these days. Who knows what's going on? But she's a good Claremont girl, an O'Connell girl, JB.
So I know.
The Tigers might have a couple of father-sons at some stage.
Well,
out at Claremont.
You'd need to harden up a bit then, X, because they breed them nice and hard down there, Claremont.
Oh, they do. Hey, soft, soft.
Jim, that is the softest football club, and I've heard you talk about kicking 8 in the 2.
9.
Nine in the 2.
Thank you.
I mean, they would have been lucky to get a team full.
9. And also the grand final 1990 defeating South Fremantle 14 marks. From centre-half back, X, and I wasn't 189, and neither are you.
14 marks in a twos grand final. You've got to be good to do that in an AFL one.
Thank you. Oh.
That's what he did.
I'm not talking about stuff out wide, X. I'm talking about mano a mano.
Anyway, it's been 12 years. I think it was about 6 or 7 contested marks.
Oh. Have a listen to it. Premiership player, Jimmy.
No, magnificent. And played beautifully on the day now. All I'm doing is looking at this photo of you and Em, and I'm telling you, don't get anywhere near the water, X, because one of those great whites will take one look at you and that'll be it.
And they'll feed for a month. The post office still open over there?
Yeah, it is. Why?
No, the post office nightclub.
Oh, Bill.
No, nothing's... No, mate, McGowan, nothing's open over here.
Oh, that's where me and Mouse used to go out there all the time.
You and Mouse.
You and Mouse. I'll make sure I tell the ATO about you and Mouse.
Well done. Yeah, we'd love you too, X.
All right, got to go, X.
All right, well done, mate. We look forward to checking in with you when the borders open.
There, you guys, and Bill, don't be afraid to get that diabetes check, mate. I recommend it.
No, I'm too scared.
Good on you.
See
you guys.
We haven't done this for a while. Hashtag Tote Talks. Yeah. Whatever's Tote Talks. Because, Bill, what happens, and it happens even more because you've trained off that badly,
mm-hmm.
that when we have interviews or when we have chat breaks or whatever, you just, at the worst possible time, stop talking.
Yeah.
And so we just get these crashing great big breaks in the middle of things.
Jim, I have 4 or 5 very good hard-hitting questions, and then if I use them all...
A year.
You're done. You're done after that.
So then I just drop off a bit. I let you have a go because you like to chat.
So you would never in a meeting say, I'll have the first 10.
No, not like.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't do that. So what we're doing here is hashtag Toad Talks. And we've got some examples.
Oh, yes, please.
In fact, 3 of them. Ooh. On Monday, you said, have you ever hurt yourself unusual?
That's it.
And we had some callers rabbits. Let's hear them.
We've got Andrew there in Gardenvale. The question we ask, of course, is when did you hurt yourself unusual?
Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because my favourite soccer coach over there in Germany did his hammy and then his calf when they got a goal.
Yes, okay. Andrew Gardenvale. Drewy. Oh, come on, Rabs.
Oh, it's going well, Rabs.
We've done a whole build-up, Rabs, and you just don't get the button pressed.
Has Jill put him through?
Come on, Rabs.
He's there.
Drewy.
Hello.
Oh, dopey.
Oh, Bill.
No.
That's not seamless.
That's Rabs.
Oh,
Rabs.
So you're blaming me.
It was the start
Jill.
And Rabs. And then, but then, when you had him on the line, Bill, again, there was this huge break.
Again.
In transmission.
Again, Jim. Ryan or Gillian?
No. All right. That's the first one.
So, no, that's a tick for Bill Cross against Ryan and Jill.
Yep. Next one.
Change.
Shannon in Werribee. Hello, Shannon.
Shano. Oh, Rabs.
Oh, come on, Rabs. What sort of Nicky?
Where's Ewan?
Shannon?
Where's Ewan?
G'day, mate. There you go.
Again, across.
No. Rabs. What's going on here?
You've got to put the call through,
yes,
Rabs.
I did.
Not hard.
Rabs.
Oh, Matty stitched me up here.
Two crosses.
There's two. Two. Let's go to number 3.
No, I thought I might have put a crack in his bum, Jim.
No, definitely gave me a new one, just not up the middle.
Any stitches?
Oh, Bill, well, what sort of Nicky? This is your topic and you're absolutely slaughtering it. Bill.
Now, he dropped
out. That didn't work.
No.
That's awkward.
I asked a question, any stitches, because he had a crack in his bum.
Bill, that was awkward.
Yeah, but he didn't answer because he dropped off the line.
No.
Rabs again.
No.
Right. So
I'm getting
then
Ewan in.
Brody Meyercheck from Collingwood came in.
Oh, no.
And Bill decided to take the interview down a very dangerous path.
What's my check? What is that, mate?
It's Croatian, Yugoslavian.
Oh, I love them.
What does that mean?
What was that?
I love them.
I love them.
I love them, Jim.
Where was that going?
Well, when he said Croatia, I thought to myself, a bell went off. And I shut up now, Bill, and just try and do a Yui. Because I've got some Croatian mates out at Footscray, the Footscray Croatian Club.
Oh, yes.
Good friends out there. They're
good friends.
Not sure of their food, Jim.
Oh, hello. I wouldn't say any more now.
No, but I love them. And that was at least we know he's Croatian now.
That Bill.
Well done.
Even Brody didn't know what to do there. It was so awkward.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So then Noah Anderson we spoke to from the GWS Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the Gold Coast Suns. And you decided to ask him about one of his teammates' nicknames.
Ben King, because his brother, we found out yesterday, his brother, they're calling him Winks.
Oh, is that right? Ben King.
Bill.
Now,
there's no flow in that interview. Poor old Noah.
No.
He didn't know when to speak, when not to speak, what to speak
it's
about.
It's not hard. Has Ben King got a nickname, Noza?
Well, that should have been the question. But you didn't ask it like that.
No, but Noah should be quicker on his feet. I know he's only played two games, but fair to him
so
to say.
So it's Noah's fault he couldn't follow your question.
It's Donkey or something. I don't know. Just say his nickname.
Oh, no.
Donkey King.
All right.
Donkey Kong.
And then Michelle.
Oh, no more.
Called and again, it just got awkward.
Oh.
Michelle's in Healesville, Bill.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Going well, Dale. How are you?
Not bad.
Bloody cold out there, wouldn't it?
It is really cold, yeah. Yeah. It's peaceful, though.
Yeah. What have you been doing all day?
Working. Good idea.
What do you do?
Bill.
Bill.
You've been seeing the SpaceX? You've been watching that, Michelle?
No, she couldn't give us stuff about that. What are you bragging about, please, Michelle?
What are you doing?
Bill.
Just really creepy, wasn't it? Yeah. It was like just an awkward, creepy conversation.
That was more love songs and dedication type.
No, that's not what we are.
Well, I like to change the music a bit. I'm not sure about a couple of our songs, so I like to go the old love songs and dedication.
It was almost sort of a bit sort of creepy.
It was real creepy.
Anyway, she rang later, Jim.
No, she didn't.
Put another call in.
She'll never ring again.
I've been fair to say I've been out to Templestowe, wherever it was.
Healesville.
Templestowe. I'm going to take you to the 1997 Ashes series in England. Greg Blewett's selected to play for Australia in the series. Just prior to that tour away, he had bought himself because he'd played those two tests against England back end of the summer here where he made the 100 on debut and then another one at the Wacker. So flying, he's got cash coming in.
Ooh.
He goes and buys himself a brand spanking new BMW convertible.
Ooh.
Like a 328 or whatever, convertible.
Good on him.
Beautiful. Anyway, he's buggering off to England for 3.5 months to play in the Ashes. So he says to me, can you look after my car while I'm away?
Oh, no.
And Bill, I already had my own car.
Yeah.
So I didn't need to look after his car. But as a mate, I said, all right, I'll look after the car. I'm living in the Adelaide Hills. Nowhere in our joint to have his car. Because we've got two cars and a two-car garage. We had nowhere to put it.
So has he got a garage?
No, that's why he gave it to me.
Oh.
And it's a bloody convertible, so you can't just leave it outside.
But you've got to put it somewhere.
So
undercover.
I'm thinking, well, you know, I'll look after him because he's been picked to play for Australia. I'll look after him. But I thought to myself, what the hell am I going to do with his bloody car?
So what the hell now?
Bill, it had nearly 1,500 k's on the car. It was brand spanking.
Ooh.
Anyway, so up it comes, and I'm thinking, well, this can't be left outside, especially in the winter of the Adelaide Hills, freezing cold and bloody pissing down rain and hail and anyway, so, Bill, I went to a neighbour's place who had an old-style farm, beautiful old farm, actually, and I said, is there anywhere that I can put this car undercover at your joint for about 3.5 months while my mate's away?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, yeah, there is, actually. We've got an old shed. You can put it in there.
Oh, nice.
So, Bill, I get it into the shed.
Oh, here we go. What's going to happen?
Bill, I put a cover over it.
Nice.
This is how well I looked after it. I put a cover over it, thinking, right, even though there's a roof, I've got a cover over it, so there's no way this car will come to any damage. Once, Bill, I go up, the time he's away, I go up, take the cover off, start it to make sure the battery's okay.
Take it for a drive or just start it?
No, just start it.
Yeah.
Says how good a mate I am.
Yeah, good mate.
I'm doing all of this.
That's all.
Anyway, then the cover went back on again, and she was tickety-boo until he arrived back from that victorious 1997 Ashes series.
Oh, no.
He drives up the Adelaide Hills.
To his new car.
New car.
Yep.
He takes the cover off. I said, well, it'll be dusty and stuff because, it's the part, but it's been beautifully looked after. Anyway, Bill, he went to start it and it went. And I went, no, well, that'll only be battery. But I said, I only started it like a month ago, so it should be all right. But anyway.
A talking car.
Engine just wouldn't quite get going.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had to open up the bonnet, not as if either of us would know what the hell was wrong with it.
Imagine you and Bluey.
Open up the bonnet, Bill.
Yeah, battery.
I'd protected it from above.
Oh.
But while it was in there.
Something.
Some rats had got in from underneath.
The rats?
And chewed all of the piping.
Oh, no.
The plastic in the pipe.
Oh, wow.
So every bit of piping that was connected to the engine had all the black rubber chewed off.
Oh, no.
And you know that protective stuff on the bonnet from the inside that stops it getting hot? They chewed up.
No.
That
oh. So what did you say to him?
I said, Bluey, I had no idea rats were going to come up from underneath. So anyway, I reckon it cost him about $5,000.
And
car.
You said,
sucked in.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Oh, Jim. What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
What?
And a one and a two.
Oh, my God. No, you can't do that on a Monday. Like, people are tuning in.
Jim, Anna, one, Anna, two.
No, Bill, no.
Anyway, me and a mate, we went overseas, Jim.
No, Bill! No, no, no!
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good!
Triple M.